This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United Nations General Assembly on Friday overwhelmingly backed a Palestinian bid to become a full UN member by recognizing it as qualified to join. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour spoke to the assembly before the vote.
A yes vote is a vote for Palestinian existence. It is not against any state. It is an investment in peace and thus empowers the forces of peace.
Meanwhile, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, who spoke after Mansour, accused the assembly of shredding the UN Charter.
Yes, yes, that's what you're doing, shredding the UN Charter. Shame on you.
An application to become a full UN member first needs to be approved by the 15-member Security Council and then the General Assembly. If the measure is again voted on by the Council, it is likely to face the same fate, a U.S. veto.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The U.S. has announced a new $400 million package of military aid for Ukraine. It includes a wide array of missiles for air defense systems and other munitions, along with armored vehicles, boats, and other weapons. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
In the coming weeks, Russia will likely increase the intensity of fires and commit additional troops in an attempt to establish a shallow buffer zone along the Ukrainian border. We are confident in the Ukrainian armed forces, and we are working around the clock to get them the equipment, the tools, the weapons that they need to defend against these attacks.
The announcement Friday comes as Kyiv struggles to hold off advances by Russian troops in the northeast Kharkiv region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned Thursday that his country was facing, quote, a really difficult situation in the east. But he said a new supply of U.S. weapons was coming and Ukraine, quote, will be able to stop the Russians.